This Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bethany Wellman, clinical psychology doctoral student. When you are stressed, do you distract yourself to help you calm down? Do you attempt to ignore stress or cope with it? There's a big difference. Swedish researchers examined over 600 participants from the community and 172 in mental health treatment to examine how the strategy of distraction can be helpful or harmful to a person, depending on the reasoning for the distraction. Participants rated their ability to control emotions and overall well-being. Researchers asked whether distraction was used to accept or to avoid difficulties. Does accepting life events, whether positive or negative, help us handle stressors better? Results indicated that participants who accepted the stressors they distracted themselves from had higher ratings of overall well-being than participants who used avoidance as their reasoning for distraction. Furthermore, those with mental health problems utilized more avoidance in their approach compared to the community sample. Remember, acceptance is key. If you're going to distract yourself from stressors, then make sure you have accepted how these stressors affect your life versus ignoring them and hoping they will go away. Accept the things you cannot change and use distraction to let go of the past to go forward in the right direction. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Bethany Wellman. We hope we got you thinking.